It's time for observations and comments.
Y el bañador. Voy a la playa y ya subió la marea.
And it starts now. That it does. Observations and comments. Cameron Fletcher here with you. Glad to be here. Another edition of Observations and Comments. With a new intro. I found some old audio that a good friend of mine, Randy, created for me several years ago. I asked him to. Forgot about it. Completely. I paid him $5 for it through Fiverr, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago now, and completely forgot about it. So, new intro. Hope you all like it. It is observations and comments, and got an announcement on it. So, first of all, I wanted to mention that you can go to nonamenerd.com. Right now you can use my promo code CAMDOG83 upon checkout, and you get 10% off your order, and it also helps support me and my endeavors. This podcast, it helps support my streaming and other endeavors that I have going on. And glad to be here with you. This is going to be a real quick episode. Just wanted to make a real quick announcement. Wanted to showcase my new intro as well. The announcement I have is that beginning next episode, now he won't be on all episodes. I will still have a few episodes where I host it myself, but a new co-host, and he's my good friend Boomer, Dave Notabom, or Dave Notabom is a former JCCC alum, Johnson County Community College, said it incorrectly one time. I wish I still had the audio. I do not have any of the old audio from the ECAV days, ECAV radio. And I need to reach out to some people there. The station is no longer, but I'm hoping that they still have the old archives. I know I gave it on a drive to the advisor several years ago. I asked her about it. She's no longer the advisor there, and she's like, yeah, I don't have it or know where it's at. She was like, you need to check with this person, and gave me their name. So, but somewhere there is an archive with that clip where Dave Notabom, but Boomer is a great friend of mine. I've known him for several years, and I mentioned this on my stream recently, which you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/camdog83. And I mentioned that, like, when Boomer and I first met, it was like we'd known each other for years. Like, we just became, like, instant buddies. And we've maintained that through the years. He's, you know, moved a couple of times, actually, since then. He's been in Iowa, and now he's in Texas. But, yeah, we're just, like, really good friends, and it's going to be a great addition to the podcast. He and I giving that, you know, back and forth and discussing things. The first one we do, which will be the next episode after this one, we are going to, it's just going to be basically Boomer introducing himself, and then he and I are going to share some stories that we have. And boy, do we have some stories. My goodness. We probably have enough material just telling stories to, you know, each episode is about, what, 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes at the most. We could probably fill up at least, like, 5 or 6 episodes just with stories from the past. So I am really looking forward to him coming on here and being an addition to the podcast, and I am so excited to get that started. We plan to meet later this week and get some recording done. So that's going to be a fun trip down memory lane, and he's going to be a welcome addition to the podcast, my buddy Boomer. So I cannot wait. And I'll tell one quick story, one that I'm pretty sure we might get to when he's on the episode with us. But we went out one time. So first of all, like every weekend, I'm talking every single weekend, he and I were like hanging out or doing something. I'd come over, you know, if it was the summertime, I'd come over, we'd watch, you know, the baseball game. You know, if the Cubs were on, we'd watch them. We're both huge Cub fans. And, you know, in the, like, wintertime and the fall time, we'd watch football together. We were always doing something, and it was like, you know, we were going to the pool because he lived in this really nice apartment complex and basically had, like, a townhome, and it had a really nice pool. And, you know, you got pool and summer and a couple single guys. It's a sight for the eyes. I'll just put it that way. But anyway, so there was this one evening, you know, I called him and I was like, yeah, I'm off work, you know, what you got going? I was working that particular Saturday, and he's like, oh, you know, nothing. Yeah, just come over, what have you. And so I did. I went over to his place, and it was kind of later in the year. It wasn't nice enough to be at the pool. So we watched a ball game, and it was kind of like early, mid-September, and watched the Cubs play, and I can't remember who they played or what the score was. That's not relevant to the story. But, you know, and I mentioned this the other night on my stream, that Boomer is fond of the beverage, you know? And so, I'm not. So, no, I'm sorry. He didn't drink at his place. I apologize. He did not drink. You know, he might have had like one beer, but that was it. So anyway, the game, you know, wraps up, and it's like, you know, like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and he's like, "What? You know, I'm kind of hungry. You want to go, you know, maybe grab a bite to eat or something?" It's like, yeah, let's do it. So we went to the other place. It's this pizza and burgers, and you know, it's a bar that serves food. I will put it that way. And so, you know, he orders a beer, and I get a Coke, and then, you know, he's like, "Hey, let's get some pizza. You want a pizza? Yeah, we'll do that." So we get a pizza, and he, you know, we proceed to share it. We split it, you know, half and half. And, you know, he orders another beer, and he's starting to get a little more tipsy, as you might say. And the bartender there, I think his name was Steve, but people called him Stevie or something. I can't, you know, not exactly sure if that's correct, but I know his name was not Scotty. This much I know. And he proceeded to continue calling the bartender Scotty for the entire evening. And then he was... I'm having a hard time saying it without cracking. There's the song, you know, S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, night. Right? Well, Boomer, he kept going, S-C-O-T-T-Y, night. And so, we still, to this day, I can just message him and say, like, Scotty Knight, or whatever, you know. So, he got the bartender's name wrong. And then, so anyway, the bill comes, and he offers to pay, and I said, "Oh, well, sure, yeah, thank you." And, so anyway, we settled the tab, and I was like, "Why don't you let me drive you home?" So we arrived. I'll mention, he drove up in his car, and I drove up in mine, because I can't remember exactly why we didn't just pile in one car, but it got to the end of the night, and he was like, "You better drive me home." And like, "Yes, I'm definitely driving you home. You know, you can have someone come drop you off later and get your car or whatever." So we did. We left his car there, and I drove him home and made sure he got, you know, back in his apartment. And then I went home, right? And, you know, I go home, go to sleep, think nothing of it. The next day, I message him and just say, "Hey, Boom, how you doing? Thanks for the pizza last night." And he was like, "Oh, I'm doing well, and apparently we got pizza." I was like, "Yes, we did." Oh, I left this part out of it as well. So we paid the tab, right? We paid the bill, paid for the pizza, he paid for his beers, you know, my drink, everything. And he kept trying to ask for the bill. And I'm like, "Boomer, we already paid the bill." Oh, okay. "Hey, Scotty, can we get it?" "Boomer, we already got the bill. We've paid it. It's done. You got out your wallet, handed the card, you know, we're good, right? We can leave at any time." "Oh, okay. Hey, can we get the bill?" Whenever I was like, "Boomer, we've already paid." I was like, "Okay, let's go." So we left. We stopped to talk to somebody and mentioned about how we need to pray for Ron Santo because he was really sick. In fact, I think he ended up dying maybe a month or two after that, because I think that was in September and he passed in December of that year. So that gives you a little time frame. But that was a fun night. I remember most of it. I don't know how much Boomer remembers, but those are the kinds of stories that you'll hear on the next episode or the next episodes. We might break it up. You know, we're going to run with it. We're going to record until we can't record any longer. So we just run out of material, and you know, it could be 10 minutes, could be 10 hours, I don't know. I do know whatever it is, it'll be broken up into episodes. And he's going to be a regular, frequent guest host. He will not always be on with me, though, but he will be a frequent guest host, guest co-host. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think you all are going to enjoy it and enjoy him and enjoy the chemistry we have. He and I have hosted a couple of things together. We called baseball games together. We did a show called Check-In Desk Live that we'll get into more detail on when he's on with us. The Check-In Desk Live was not a success. I will tell you that. But man, I'm so looking forward to Tuesday when we get together to record. So that's going to do it for this edition of Observations and Comments. I do thank you all for tuning in, and we will catch you all later.